We hope you feel better next week. That,
and I thank the Helen for Shlomo,
especially, you know. But Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well now, and everyone's good. I apologize for last week. Next week, I'm not around Wednesday night. The question is, would anyone object, or are people available Tuesday night? For the Tuesday night instead.
Tuesday night is good. Tuesday night's fine.
Okay. So I'll have the exact time in the bulletin. I'm going to try to do it earlier if my wife's down with that. I know that was helpful last time. It'll be in the announcements. But we'll definitely have a share Tuesday night, if not the regular time, then a little bit earlier. Tonight we get to probably the most often the excuse or the heter, the rationalization most often quoted. We've been building up to this. We've hinted to this a lot. Tonight we're going to learn the rules, the principles, and then the Chafetz Chaim continues long se'ifim with all the practical ramifications of his conditions. And tonight's topic is what's known as L'Toelas, which we've hinted to a bunch of times, that when there's a purpose, when you're trying to help someone, so then Lashon Hara becomes mutter. We spoke about that when it came to Ben Adam L'Makom. A person is a Rasha, and or a person's a bad influence. Can you tell your children? Can you tell your students? Can you tell your friends? Stay away from them. What happens in other areas? And that's what we get to tonight. And let's try to go through this. The Chafetz Chaim writes on page 1 where the Aleph is, where the Aleph and the arrow. A person sees an individual, she'asa avla l'chaveru. He did something wrong. He did something wrong to his friend. Kigon, for example, she'gazlo. He stole from him.
Does that necessarily mean the friend who saw him or another friend?
We'll see. One of the conditions is you have to see it yourself. So Reuven sees Shimon do something wrong to Levi. Kigon, she'gazlo, ashko, iziko. He stole from him, he damaged him, he pained him. Okay? He damaged him, he stole from him. It doesn't matter if the victim is aware that he was stolen from, he was mistreated, he was damaged. Oh, she bisho, or he was embarrassed. Oh, she tsiro, or he pained him. No tangible loss, but he pained him. Vahona oso bedvarim, or he hurt him with words. He verbally assaulted him, or he ruined his reputation. Vino delo bebeor, and Reuven, the witness, knows for sure. Shelo heshiv lo esag zela, he didn't return the stolen object. Vilo shilin lo esag zo, he didn't pay for the damage that he caused. Vilo bikesh panav lahavir lo avono, he didn't ask for mechila. Okay, so I see Johnny steal. I saw, great example, I saw someone in the parking lot hit your car and drove away. Right? It caused you a nezek. It caused you damage to your car. Your car now needs work done. He runs away. I saw it. Okay? Or I know that someone got up and was publicly embarrassed a certain rabbi. So in these cases, as long as I know for sure that the person who hit your car didn't pay you for it, and the person who publicly embarrassed the rabbi didn't apologize. Afilu ra davar zeh b'yichidi, even though you're a sole witness, and normally in Beis Din, you need how many witnesses?
Two.
Two. One witness is nothing. I can't go to Beis Din, it's not going to do anything. Even though you saw it by yourself, yachol l'saper hadvarim l'bnei adam, I'm allowed to tell people. We're going to come back to that word, yachol. Means allowed. That doesn't say chayav. We'll come back to that. You're allowed to tell hadvarim, these matters, l'bnei adam, to other people, kidei la'azor la'asher asham lo, to help the victim, uleganos hamaisim haroim b'fnei brios, and to publicize and to put down the bad deeds in front of other people. So I see someone hurt someone. I know someone talked badly about you. I know someone did something which is going to hurt you. You don't know. I'm the only person that knows. I'm allowed to tell people. Not only you. I'm allowed to tell anyone who might be able to help the situation.
This is all intentional acts we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it could have been accidentally hit the car, but he left on purpose.
But there's still damage. Right,
that's
right.
What I'm saying, but okay.
Right, well, maybe even if it's totally accidental, because you're chayav in the zikin, right? The Mishnah says in Baba Kama, other mu'ar la'olam, even shogeg, you're chayav for damage that you cause, even accidental. But let's not get there. Let's assume someone wronged someone. Someone talked badly about an individual. Someone stole from someone. Someone did something wrong. A person had was going to get a job. A person had a seat in shul. A person was going to be on a committee, and someone came back door and stabbed them in the back and went behind them and took away that position that they were looking for. Someone wronged someone, and you know about it. You're allowed to tell. It's Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara. So says the Chavetz Chaim, that's mutter to tell, because that's not Lashon Hara, that's Lashon Tov. You're helping the individual. You're helping it. For example, can a doctor, certain procedures that they perform, they might hurt the person. Right? A doctor could take out someone's kidney if it's in, you know, if they need to, they're hurting them. No, they're helping them. So here, your words aren't hurtful words, they're helpful words. But says the Chafetz Chaim, and people say this all the time, people come to the Rebbe, Rabbi, I have to tell you something, it's L'Toelis. It's L'Toelis, it's a purpose. So, the Chafetz Chaim says, Achi Zayar, Shlo Yachsru Elu HaShiva Pratim. Seven conditions need to be met in order to allow you, me, any of us, to say the Lashon Hara L'Toelis. Seven conditions. We should make a card. There are two mnemonics, which I'll pass out, that people have to remember the seven. I'll pass them out. We could, maybe we should make a card and keep it in our wallets. Seven, because people say this all the time, it's the Toelis. Right? Or maybe inside our mouths. So says the Chavetz Chaim as follows. These are the seven. Number one, Aleph. Sheyira ze hadavar ba'atzmo. Velo al yidei shemiya me'achirim. You have to see yourself. You have to witness it yourself. If someone tells me, oh, I saw someone hit their car, there's no heter for me now. It's a toelis. The person doesn't know his car was damaged. No. In order for there to be a heter, a leniency, an allowance for Lashon Hara L'Toelis, I have to have seen it myself and not heard about it. If there's corroborating evidence and you know for sure that it happened, even though you didn't see it, so that's sufficient. The point is, you have to know for sure. That's condition number one.
Okay, what happens if, let's say, I'm doing a job.
Okay.
Okay, and I ask somebody to, if they want to work with me or whatever. And the person says, the person feels that if I work for somebody, but if they go behind me to my boss, that they could get the job and possibly hurt me for earning a parnassa. But that's just me and that person directly. But that person says to me, I don't want to work with, you know, I'll only do it if I can go to the boss and get, and you know that if by going to the boss, it's going to take Parnassa from you. Is that, you, or does it have to be a third person?
I get somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, no, you would, but I'm just saying. But you want to tell people, because this person's doing it to other people in the neighborhood, and you know it.
How do you know it?
What? Because unfortunately, you've heard the Lashon Hara.
So that's not, so that there's no heter there, unless you. What the question is? What do you mean? What does it mean? You know
it to me directly. Who, I'm not going to.
The person who was hurt told you directly?
No, the person. Let's say
the perpetrator, so to speak.
Let's say the person that wants the business over getting.
Okay, so then again, the Chavetz Chaim says either you have to have seen it or you have to know. If you know, because there's such strong corroborating evidence, then you know, yes, you know. Yes.
If it happened to her, and then someone else said the exact same thing happened to them.
Right, there you go.
No.
If it happened to you, then you don't need another corroborating evidence because you know.
No, but what if somebody else is trying to do similar work, and I say to them, be careful because so-and-so is going to try and take your work away.
Yeah, I think
am
that.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, we're going to see later on. I think that's actually you might.
Because that's not a third person.
You might be obligated. Forget about it aloud. You might be obligated. Lo samro damriacha. We're going to talk if we have time tonight. Why the Chavetz Chaim used the case of yachol? Yachol means you're allowed to. Why doesn't he say chayav? You have to. Someone's going to lose. We'll try. If not tonight, then the next week.
But you're saying it's not your, the way you're talking here, it sounds like there has to be three people.
No, if you know that someone.
If I saw somebody hit somebody's car, it's not my car that they hit.
It doesn't matter.
So, I know, but I'm saying that's three people.
But it doesn't have to be. As long, if you know that there's an individual that hurt someone, that damaged someone, that spoke badly about someone, that embarrassed someone, that stole from someone, you know you're allowed to tell people.
Even though if they said it directly to me and not to anybody else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's six more conditions, so let's... Right.
It's got to be two people versus two
people. Correct. So that's number one. Number two. Sheyizar ma'od, if you be very careful. Shelo yachlit teke efesa inyin b'dayto l'gazel v'oshek o lehezek v'kayotze b'zeh. Don't be so quick to judge and decide it was Gezel. It was damage. It was his fault. Raki's bone in hate Davis at some Indian. Look into the matter. Don't be so quick to judge. You have to look into it in who al pidin, the Chal Gezel Hezek. Sometimes, maybe it's not really Gezela. How many times have we seen people do things and we think they're doing something wrong and really it's not? Maybe the other person started. Maybe the other person was at fault. Maybe there could be so many scenarios. Make sure you're not quick to judge. And we sit and, like the Mishnah and Avos says, have the Masunim Bedin, be deliberate in judgment before you're going to take the drastic step of telling this Lashon Hara and hurting a person. Make sure you know for sure. That's number two. Number three. This is a very interesting one. Sheyolchiach esachote mitchila. Ubelashon raka. First, you have to rebuke the person who did this wrong action. Now he throws and rebuke him in a soft tone. Ula yuchal lahoyelo. Maybe you could help him. V'yetiv, return the page to page four. V'yetiv ayidei zez drachav. He'll fix his ways. He'll rectify his actions without you having to tell anyone. Excuse me. You hit his car. I think the right thing to do is probably to call him and let him know. You know, what you said about that individual, that really wasn't nice. You hurt him. Maybe you should go and apologize. You know, what you're doing, that might be Gizela. Maybe you should, apologize and give them the money back. Do that first. In the absence of that, right, Vimlo Yishmalo, as your deal, Rabbi, is Ashma Saishazeh. If he doesn't listen to you, then you tell other people. But again, you could rectify the situation without having to talk Lashon Hara. He'll be able to fix it. So the first step is you have to be mochiach. You have to gently rebuke the perpetrator before you tell Lashon Hara. That's condition number three. Condition number four. Shlo yagdil ha'av lo yoster mimashehi. You can't embellish. You can't make it sound worse. Now, we learned earlier on that if someone's having a bad influence on your child or a student and they're not listening to you, so the Chafetz Chaim said earlier on, even on a lie, you could say that counselor is a drug addict and he's a horrible human being and he's a Rasha Marusha, he's terrible, you need to save the person. But here, that's not the case. You're dealing with someone who hit your car. I can't be like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have seen this. The guy was going like 60 miles an hour. He smashed into your car and ran away. He didn't care the one iota. No, no. You have to make sure you can say the facts as they are, not embellish it all. That's number four. So again, number one, just a quick chazar before we get to the last four. Number one, you saw it yourself, or you know for sure it's true. Number two, don't rush to judgment. Number three, rebuke the person. Number four, don't embellish. Number five, and this is very important, so yichavein l'toelos. Your intentions matter. You have to intend. Your intent has to be for the purposeful, the desired result. Uchemoshin avayr l'kamam b'sif dad. He's going to elaborate greatly. V'lo lehanos chas v'shalom me'apagamahu shehu nosem v'chavero. It can't be that part of me feels a geshmak. I'm enjoying the fact that I can tell some Lashon Hara. V'lo mitzad said, I don't like this guy. Perfect. The one guy I don't like hit his car. I get to get back at him now. No, no, no. That's no good. It can't be because of sinah sheyesh lo alav mikvar.
So then if you can't tell him because you have ulterior motives, I...
So all the Mefarshim, ask, how does this, we spoke about this earlier on, how does this halacha make sense? If the reason I'm allowed to tell Lashon Hara is to protect the victim, to help the one who was hurt regain what's rightfully theirs. So I have ulterior motives. So now the guy should suffer because I don't like the guy? Why should that be? So the Taz, that happens to be the Taz, argues on this halacha completely. It's interesting the Chavos Chaim chose to not go with the Taz. The Mefarshim say that's not the case, though. The Mefarshim say what the Chavos Chaim means is you should, and maybe the Chavos Chaim was able to do this, but Malitzki can't. Work your hardest. Try your best to have your intentions be 100% L'shem Shemayim, L'shem Tuelis. That doesn't mean that if not, it's usher to help the person. You're still allowed to help the person, but work on it so you have Kavanah L'Tuelis. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if you turn to page 11, was asked your question. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked the exact question. The bottom of page 11. She'ilah. The Chafetz Chaim pasak b'chlal yud. The Chafetz Chaim paskins in klal yud. That's what we just learned. Shem ena mesaper al gneva shakarsa mesaper l'tualas. If the person who's speaking the lashon hara about something that was stolen, right? If his intent is not, if he's not speaking it l'tualas lahatzla nigzal, if it's not purely to save the victim, asur lo l'saper. It's forbidden to tell a person. Vim kain, tamid yitachin, shetikanes lemasaper, ezo piniya beliba besipur adavar. How do you know the person knows the information? Why shouldn't we be worried that he always has some ulterior motive mixed in? We don't like people who steal. I would be angry if I saw someone hit a car and drive away. So right away, by its very definition, it's not purely to us. I don't like bad people. I don't like the people who have no manners or impolite who would just do that. So then, v'im kein la'olam, o alko panim, ha'ar be'imod panim, lo yashayach, la'hatzel ha'nizak, is never, or at least most of the time, not going to be applicable to be able to save the nizak. So the Chafetz, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, im ha'ikr la'toeles, sagi. If your main, how exactly he's getting this, I'm not sure. If your main intention is la'toeles, meaning, I see a guy I don't like. I don't like him. Something about him always rubbed me the wrong way. I wouldn't be upset if he got himself into trouble if someone put him in his place. Yeah, we unfortunately maybe have people like that. We know. And then we see him doing something wrong. And I'm like, gavaldik, I could finally he's gonna get what comes to him. I'm gonna be able to tell Rabbi Lubin what this guy is doing. Tell the principal. If the main purpose is that, it's no good. But if your main purpose is that. No, what he did was terrible, and I want to save the person. Happens to be, I also enjoy it. So that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it's mutter. Then it's mutter. If your main intent is to save the victim, they tell a story. I have it here. You can take a look at it later. Boys came to the Chazon Ish. There was a yeshiva in Bnei Brak, and there were some boys who came from Kfar Roeh, and they were very close with rabbis who had a questionable hashkafa, at least for the yeshiva they were in. And these boys were spending time with them and was bringing them down. So people came to the Chazon Ish and they said, can we basically destroy the reputation, rip on these rabbis so these boys don't continue to learn from them so they could stay strong in their hashkafa? So they wanted to know whether these rabbanim have the status of Tamili Chachamim, because to be Mavazet, to tell Lashon Hara about Tamil Chachamim is terrible. So the Chafetz Chaim said, the Chazon Ish said, maybe they don't have the status of Tamil Chachamim, but they're people. And you know, I'll talk Lashon Hara about people, whether they're a Tamil Chachamim or not. So they said, Rebbe, it's L'Toeles. It's for a purpose. So the Chazon Ish told the following story. Reb Chaim Brisker went to an Agudas Yisrael convention. Does it say which town it was in? It was the first asifa of Agudas Yisrael, and Reb Chaim Brisker went. And at the convention, someone got up and he spoke very negatively about a certain askan, a certain
A supporter,
a person who's involved in the community, a volunteer. He got up and he was saying how bad he was. And he goes, you see, and look what happened to this guy. He was doing these little wrong things and he got what's coming to him. And Reb Chaim Brisser got up and he says, Usser, it's Usser to sit here because they're talking Lashon Hara. And he left the Asifa. Okay? And that's the last one he went. It was the last convention in the Gedolei Yisrael that Reb Chaim Brisker went to. And they said, what do you mean? What was the Lashon Hara? The Chazon Ish asked. It was Latoros. This guy was telling everyone what this Askin did, which is very wrong. So the Chazon Ish said, when he got up to speak, you could sense that, like, I got him. This Askin, what he's doing, and look what happened to him. You see what happened to him? He's doing this, and it he got what's coming to him. He goes, no, if you have to talk Lashon Hara to us, it's your hurt. Uh-huh. It should be painful. The indicator often, if you really have Kavanah L'Toelus or not, if you get a Gishmak. You know, sometimes we have to inform parents as a teacher of what kids are doing. We have to tell yeshivas in Israel about people. We have to tell congregants in shul what other congregants are doing. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes it's really L'Toelus and people are wronging people, and if all the conditions are met, so you have to. But do we feel like, it's like get out of jail free? You know, a person, Rachman al-Tan, is sick and they have to eat chazer, they shouldn't be happy about it. It should bother them that it came to that. If we have to talk Lashon Hara, it should hurt us. The Chazon Ish was telling them, I'm getting a sense from the way you're talking that, like, you're excited to talk badly about these Rabbanim. If you have to talk it, it's L'Toelus, it's fine, but make sure your Kavana are purely L'Toelus.
It's very difficult. Most people have some hana in doing that. That's
right.
The nature.
So I would go back to the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which is, if your Iker Kavana is L'Toelus, then he says it's mutter to save the Nizak.
Okay, so what do you do? Like, all three of my boys, and my daughter actually, they all went to Israel. Okay, they all went to yeshiva in Israel.
Right.
You know, gap year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, they went, okay? And the guys, you know, all of my sons, the guys still to this day, the yeshiva guys come over to us for Shabbos and things like
right.
that. We host them. And there's two yeshivas that I could think of right off the bat that were breakoffs from other yeshivas.
Okay.
And they sit there and they talk about, oh, well, the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, he had an argument with this one, and so they broke off, and he hates this one, and da-da-da-da-da-da. That's Lashon Hara.
It's absolutely...
But how did these kids find out if they weren't told it by, you can't go to such yeshiva, or don't hang with
you
them.
Should know we're dealing with this now, because now is like big time recruitment season for the yeshivas in Israel in school, and it's absolutely terrible. It's terrible. The way the yeshivas put down the other yeshivas, the rabbanim thought, you're going to go to that Rebbe because of that shir? Yeah, well, come on. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
This was years ago, there was a wedding from
people. I tell the guys, this is the first time a Rebbe talks badly about another yeshiva, about another Rebbe, that's a yeshiva you shouldn't go to. Well, I do want to learn from something like that.
But what do you do when you're already there? And what are you doing when you're talking about that some of these yeshivas are considered all the way to the right?
It's not good. But I think what we could do is learn the Chavetz Chaim, and we'll be better than that. And you hope that.
But I'm just saying. I mean, like,
it's a problem.
Change the subject.
It's 100%.
No, but I'm just saying.
How about the Mets?
Well,
you know,
they know it is because this is what they were told.
We spoke about that. Yeah.
Stick your
fingers in. That was a suffix. The Chavetz Chaim. Let's get to the last two conditions. I know it's we have 2 minutes. The last two conditions. Number the Vav is the top of page 5. Imhu yachol esabe besatoelas hazos gufa. If you could accomplish the desired result, be'etza acheres, in another way. Shelo yitzarek lesaperes inyan lashon hara alav. If you're able to do it without speaking lashon hara, azay b'chol gavni also saper. It's better. It's not like chutra. It's not like, the guy did something wrong, tell the lashon hara. If you could somehow accomplish the result, this happened this week. Okay, there's a. Let me say this. There's someone I know very well, who is dating, and he absolutely cannot be dating. He's a mess. He's a complete mess. I know that because we're very close. And he's not yet coming to grips with his reality that he needs help. He can't be dating. He can't be dating. So this was very painful for me. I had to call a girl because I couldn't find a Rebbe of hers or someone that she was close with, so I didn't have to make the phone call. I made the phone call, and I had to tell her. Now, I had two ways I could have done this. I could have said, listen, the guy you're dating is A, B, C, D, E, and does F, G, stay away. Or, as I want you to know, I'm very close to so-and-so. It's not a good idea for you. So that's what I did. What does that mean? I can give you details if I want. I've heard you're a wonderful girl. A lot of people care about you. I know him very well. Please, just for your own, your future, for your safe, whatever the particular issues were. So that is a great example. Was it Latoelis? 1,000%. 1,000%. It could be I was chayev. Well, we're not going to have time tonight to talk about it. When is it mutter and when is there a chiyuv to say? It was for sure a chiyuv for me to say something. I know about it firsthand. I didn't embellish. I was mesunim bedin. I was cautious to make sure. But I'm allowed to. If I'm able to accomplish the result, which is don't.
Does the boy know that you're doing this?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
So the question is, did you speak to him first?
I did not.
So didn't say here that you should try and speak to the person first?
That's a good point. What about, yeah, so it's a little bit complicated because this is what I'm struggling with now, if I speak to him, so it's going to be the end of the relationship. He's very angry, and he's not close to me, and we happen to be very close. It's a process. We're getting to the point where I'm going to be able to have a serious conversation with him, but that hasn't happened yet for a variety of reasons. And I thought that to protect this girl,
right,
that came first before.
Right.
The process would not stop the relationship.
No, see, it's different. It's different than that case anyways, because I'm sorry to interrupt you. He didn't do anything wrong to her.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a different. It's a different case.
He doesn't know
even
what's behind it.
Right. And even if he's going to go for therapy and take care of what he needs to do to get right, he has to do that before he goes out. The main thing right now is to get her out of harm's way.
You don't think she would have figured it out? He could hide it?
No. I don't want to get more detail.
Okay. Right. But yes. You know what? Those are hard. Those
especially
hard.
After once you get into, once you get deep into a relationship, so then love blinds 100%, and certain people can fake out the world. Number seven, shall use. This is a very tricky one. Shall yusova ba'idei sipur hezek la nidon yoser mikviyadin. The perpetrator, the one I'm speaking about, shouldn't incur a tougher punishment than he actually deserves.
Well, that's out of your hands after you say it.
No, but if he, I don't have a I could. Let's make it with your car case. The damage was, I don't know, $400. If somehow by me telling the Lashon Hara, now this guy is going to have to pay a $3,000 fine, so then there's no heter to save you $400 and make this guy pay $2,600 more than he was chayev.
But that's out of your hands.
Right, but then there's no heter for me to tell the Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara is to help, but if it's hurting more than it's helping him, even though he didn't do anything wrong, and the other guy is the perpetrator. But if I'm going to now have him incur an extra $2,600 loss to help him with the $400, that's not fair. So those are the seven conditions of Chavos Chaim. He's going to go elaborate more on each one. When we think about it, it's not so common that all seven conditions are going to be met. Sometimes they are. It is important to think it through and to make sure when we think, oh, there's a toelis, to make sure that actually these seven conditions are met. I saw two mnemonics to remember the seven. I printed them for you, you can have it. One is Shtika Yafe. Shtika Yafe, which means being quiet is good. Shin Sheyizboni, look into it. Tof Toalas, your intention has to be for a purpose. Yit Savev, there's no other way to accomplish it. Kav Mishukalas, don't embellish it. Hadin, hey, make sure the punishment is not greater than what he deserves. Yud, for Yafe Yira, you should see yourself. And then Ploni Hochacha, that's a little bit of a stretch. rebuke the person first. Shtika Yafe. The other one is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Zayin. Aleph, Ani Ra'isi. I saw it myself. Bevadei Avla. It's certainly he did something wrong. I ascertain the truth. Gara, you rebuke him. Diuk, make sure it's precise. Don't embellish it. Hey, Hiskavin L'Toelas, intend Toelas. Vav, V'i Efshar, V'inyin Acher. There's no other way to accomplish a desired result. And this is also a little bit of a strep. Net Zek, the Zayin is in the middle of the word, that the punishment should not exceed what he deserved. Take it or leave it. If it helps, great. For me, it didn't help because I was spending the whole day trying to remember what the Shtika Yafe stood for. I think it's easy to remember the seven conditions than it is to, because it's not so simple, whatever. But I thought I'd share that with you because I thought it was interesting.
Little size or something.
Yeah. So Amir Tashem, next week, we'll see how the Chavetz Chaim embellishes. And Klal Yud in Hilchos Lashon Hara is the last Klal. We'll get to his some of the real practical examples. We also have to touch up next week on when is there an allowance and when is there an obligation. In the case where I saw your car get damaged, am I obligated to tell you or am I allowed to tell you? And what the differences are in the different cases.
You know, at Aguda they put out this Torah suite.